Rolling Steel.
Hi, Frank?
Yeah?
Hi, Frank. It's Jesse with Local Splash.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up. Did you have a chance to talk to your partners?
I did have a chance to talk to my partners.
Okay.
And we're gonna give you a shot.
Okay.
We're gonna give you a shot, and we're gonna hope you don't disappoint us.
Okay. Well, I absolutely will. Do my best to make sure that doesn't happen.
It's a long ride to California.
Okay. So did you have any questions before we get everything set up?
No, I think I asked you my questions yesterday. I'm expecting you to bring me back to life.
Okay, absolutely. I'm here to do that, for sure. I'm not sure. I feel like I did kind of break it down for you yesterday, but just to be totally clear on how everything is going to work, basically mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and get some basics about the company, set you up for payment, then I'll set you up for a client interview. That will be for Friday or Monday. Or, I mean, let me see, we might have something even later today, depending on when you have more free. So actually, no, the rest of the day is pretty booked. So it would be Friday or Monday. Now, from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard, which is where you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account, as well as cleaning your current online presence and submitting you with the directory submissions you don't have.
Who's going to clean the online presence? I'm going to do that, or you're going to do that?
No. We'll take everything I'm mentioning, we take care of. So, yeah.
Sorry, 1 second. Hold on.
Sure.
Oh, go ahead. My alarm rang in my ear.
Oh, yeah. So, no. We would take care of everything that I'm mentioning here. So, now, I know I did mention yesterday that I can include this website, right? You're going to want that, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to want, and I'm not going to take my website down, but I have multiple domain names.
Okay.
So if we could create a new website, and maybe I can build on that and transition if I like it.
Absolutely. We can 100% do that. Just as long as it's
or
not a Wix domain.
I could focus on one specific thing with the website you're going to build me, and then maybe I can transition and, you know, I could have two websites. I got some stuff on my existing website that's technical pages that I tell people to go find them there, or I know where to find them. I know my website's pretty bad right now, but I do want you to build me that website.
Okay, perfect. So from 7 to 14 days then, Frank, we'll get you the website up and running, as well as getting you the Facebook ads. And then from 30 to 45 days with the map section, everything will begin to appear there on that first page. So actually, we're doing the Google ad package. So from 7 to 14 days, we'll get you on the Google ads, and then from 30 to 45 days with the map section, and we'll begin to appear there on that first page. So did you have any questions about all of that?
No, it's not really stuff that I understand really well. I'm really only going to understand one thing.
Okay.
The one thing I'm going to understand is if I see results.
Okay, 100%. We're here to get that for you.
If people call me and they say I had a hard time finding you because you don't come up on the internet, then I'm going to have to write it off as you're not doing what I expected you to. So,
absolutely.
When you know, keywords is very important in my industry. Every industry is different. My industry, keywords are important. People look for items that are all niche items, and they don't know where to find them. And it's important that I come up as a manufacturer of those items.
Okay.
And they call me from near and far for these items because they're niche items.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, we'll absolutely be able to get those analytics of what's being searched for the most, what's going to be more profitable, you know, as far as getting that targeted. So, I mean, you know, whatever keywords are going to be the best for your company, they absolutely know as far as the services that you're offering. So, I mean, you know, whatever keyword phrases those will be, they have all of the information on that. So, okay, so Frank, what's your last name?
There's no contract?
No, it's month to month, no contract.
I could cancel any time. Okay.
Yes. Do you just need
a...
I'm sorry, say that again.
B as in boy, R-A.
Oh, B-R-A.
N-C.
Uh-huh.
A-T-O.
A-T-O. B-R-A-A-N-C-A-T-O, right?
Yeah, one A. B-R-A-N-C-A-T-O.
Okay, one A? Sorry, you just sound kind of far away. Or let me turn up my mic. So it's B-R-A-N-C-A-T-O, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So that's Broncato? I know I'm not going to say it right, but how do you pronounce it?
Broncato.
Broncato. That sounds very Italian, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It definitely sounds Italian, for sure. Okay, so now, Frank, what's the best email for you?
So the best email is just something that if you email my info account, other people can help me read it, or do you rather it just goes directly to me? I'm a little shorthanded, so I'd rather it go to info@rollingsteeldoors.com, and I'll get it as well.
Okay.
But there may be instances where people can help me to reply faster.
Yeah, that's totally fine. So this is the email that you'll be able to get, you know, the invoice, any information that we're sending to you, but it's also the email that we'll use for your company, you know, online. So it probably would be best to do the info. So it's just info.
Yeah, please go to info. That's correct.
Okay. So info@rollingsteelindustries.com?
No. Rollingsteeldoors.com.
Doors. Okay. Perfect.
Doors with an S. info@rollingsteeldoors.com.
Okay. Wonderful. So I have that here. I'm going to send you over an email from my personal work email. So you have my extension and phone number and my email as well. So in that, it'll just show everything that's included in the package. And you can always use me as a resource here. So if you ever, you know, need something escalated, whatever it may be, you can email me or reach out to me at my extension. Okay.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. How many people work at Local Splash?
Well, so we have about, you know, 100 people working here in different departments.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Like a lion's den, then.
Yeah, kind of. So, you know, we have people in tech.
You understand where I'm going? You understand where I'm going at? Don't throw me to the lions, because...
Oh, well, no, that's why...
If I'm always dealing with somebody different, it makes it difficult.
Yeah, so, no, that's why I want you to have me as a resource here, Frank, so... you know, I mean, for whatever reason, if you need something escalated, like I may not personally have the answer to it, but at least I'll be able to get somebody to get it to you right away. So, I'm always here for you as that resource. So, now Frank, is the best address for you? Is it going to be the 693 Atkins Avenue?
So no, it's what's important that you understand is 693 Atkins Avenue still does exist.
Uh-huh.
That's where we moved from. Remember yesterday I told you I moved?
Right, to Medford.
But I don't want to remove that for certain reasons. I want to keep that in my, I want to keep that as an appointment only location, by appointment only, as a secondary location.
Okay.
My main location would be my new location, which is Medford, Long Island, Medford, New York.
Okay. So do you want to change your Google business profile to Medford? Because right now it's still currently in Brooklyn.
Yeah, no, I want to change that to Medford is the headquarters.
Okay.
I mean, Brooklyn remains as a by appointment only location.
Okay. So what I'm thinking, I won't know exactly how they'll want to do that, but it would probably be helpful to have that like on your website, right? That's something that you're taking
because I don't want to lose my local Brooklyn customers by them thinking that I moved 60 miles away for good.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's something that you guys need to figure out the best way to do it, where I'm not going to sacrifice those customers, but at the same point, if somebody's going to come to buy something, I don't want them going to the place that's by appointment only because they're not going to find anybody there.
Well, so the great thing with the Google Business Profile, I mean, I know right now currently you do have your address on it, but we can go ahead and actually change it to the Medford area so that you're being populated for the keywords in that area. But we can hide the address so online that nobody sees that it's been changed. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes and no.
Okay.
It's going to interfere with the people that are close to me in Medford at the new location finding me. So I do want
okay.
those people to say, hey, there's somebody that does this niche business right here in our area that they don't really know about, because I still don't even have a sign up on my storefront.
Yeah. Okay, well,
so I don't
want
to hide the address. I want to use the Medford address as the main address, but I don't want
okay.
to. I want to have a secondary location by appointment only. So if I was to look up Rolling Steel Industries now on Google, what I find is the one in North Bellport, which is the same as Medford. So
right.
my search brought me to Rolling Steel Industries, rollingsteeldoors.com.
No, so I see all of that. I'm looking at it right now. I do see that it says door manufacturer in North Bellport, New York, but then the address says Brooklyn.
Okay, I see that. Okay, so that address, correct. So that address we want to, I don't know if there's a way to put two addresses as the main address and then a secondary by appointment only, if that's possible. If it's not, then we need to put the North Bellport address.
Okay, let me ask real quick. Hold on one second. I just want to make sure I get you the correct information.
And Jesse, the reason why we're having this conversation is because I know that everything is tangled up into a knot.
Right.
I'm hiring you to untangle it.
Right. Of course.
Screen that said verify your business operations failed for two reasons: insufficient documentation. To complete verification, please provide relevant and current documentation. If you have already submitted these documents, please double check.
Okay, so while I'm waiting on a response for that, let me just get the Medford address from you right now. What is that?
So that's 1115-1115, no dashes,
mm-hmm.
1115 Station Road, Medford, New York, 11763.
Okay, perfect. Got it. All right. So now I'm just going to get some basics here about the company. Frank, anything that I mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. But what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls? I have it on your Google
Hours of operation are 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday.
And then now I'm not sure if it's required for your area or anything like that for what you're doing, but do you have any licensing, insurance, anything like that?
We have insurance.
Okay.
There's no licensing required.
And now I didn't see necessarily a logo on your website. Did you want us to create you one, or do you have one?
So I think there's a logo on my front page.
I don't see one on the website. It just says Rolling Steel Industries, and it's big and blue.
That's
I mean,
my logo. It's kind of that's my logo at the top, pretty much, right there.
Okay. Okay.
The blue with the lines under it on the front page.
Okay, perfect. And now the best way to contact you is going to be phone, text, email, all the above, correct?
Email is not a good way to contact me because I get too many and I don't read them.
Okay.
So phone call text. Or text is secondary.
Okay.
Or text is good as long as you just call me and tell me to look for it.
Okay. All right. And then would you be interested in something called a call tracking number? Essentially, what this is, Frank, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. I mean, it sounds like you already kind of have that. But the only benefit in this is that you can directly track the calls coming from Google.
There's an extra call for that, an extra cost for that?
No, anything I'm mentioning
is included. I could just give you a separate number because we have about 20 numbers and say this number. And I'll know what's coming from Google. So, yeah, I would, I don't think I need that at the moment.
Okay. No problem. And if you ever change your mind, you can always do that in the future. That's not an issue.
I understand that. Yep.
Okay. And then specifically the services that you're offering, just for a couple of keywords, I know you're selling steel, right? Steel doors. And then, you're doing like installs for door repairs, emergency service. Like I'm just looking at your website right now.
We make parts. Yeah, we make parts. We make all the stuff. Can you give me 1 second, Jesse? I'm sorry.
Sure. No problem. Take your time.
Hello.
Hi.
Jesse?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got
Hello?
You back. Buzzing you on a 718 number.
Okay.
Because you're calling a 718 number, it automatically assigns a 718 number.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So do you prefer your contact information as being the 516 number?
No, I do not. That's my mobile number.
Okay, so you prefer it to be the 718 number, right?
So the contact, the phone number that I think you should use should either be, what's your suggestion as far as an 800 number or a local number?
I mean, either one is good. You know, neither one is bad necessarily. You know, I don't think it really makes much of a difference when a customer is calling, whether it's, you know, an 800 number or a local number, necessarily.
All right, so let's go ahead and use, I could always change it net later, right?
Yeah, correct.
Well, let's go ahead and use that 718-272. No, I'm sorry, I apologize. We're going to use a 631.
Okay, hold on.
337-2000.
631-331-2000?
No, 337.
And this number, they will be able to reach you on for your client interview as well?
Yeah, they're all going to ring to my phone, but the only one that takes text messages is the 516 number.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right. Okay. And then I feel like I remember you saying you don't have a Facebook business profile, right? Do you want us to create you one?
I do. I started one multiple times, just like you're asking me. That would make like three or four because people start them and then they don't finish it. So we do have a Facebook profile.
Okay.
I would have to find the password, but we do have one.
Okay. Okay, not a problem. We don't really...
with that, I don't...
So we wouldn't really necessarily do... I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Frank. Forgive me. So you were saying you're not posting on it, right?
I don't post on it, no. I don't really use it, but it's there.
Okay. Okay, no problem. All right, perfect. So I have all the information I need here, Frank. Now, I'm going to go ahead and set up your client interview. When do you prefer? Do you prefer Friday or Monday?
Friday. I'm actually kind of off this week. I'm working remotely, so Friday is good.
And what time works best for you? Like more like this time or more evenings?
Either one. It could be either or. I can't really say.
Okay. Do you want to do from 11 to 12?
Yeah.
Okay. So it'll...
12, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so so the call will be expected from 11 to 12. The whole call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
Oh, sure. So okay, yeah.
Typically, the call takes about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. So
what am I going to need for them? They're going to need passwords?
No, they won't need that all initially. It's more just where they'll be setting up the account and getting everything, you know, activated, your keywords, stuff like that. So they're just going to go in more extensive information about your company itself. So, okay. So now, okay. Frank, I have everything set up here. Now, as far as billing, is it going to be the Medford address or would it be the Brooklyn address or is it a different address?
No, it's going to be the Medford address.
Okay, perfect. So is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Let's see. I think we're going to use Amex today.
Okay. And I am ready for that card number whenever you are.
3727.
Mm-hmm.
196.
Mm-hmm.
253.
Mm-hmm.
75006.
Okay, and then the expiration?
Expiration date is 12/27.
Okay, and then the security code on the front.
8345.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Frank, is I'm updating and processing the payment for the $598. This is the $499 with the $99 setup fee. So I'm going to read to you what's called the voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So if there's anything you don't understand or you need me to, you know, clarify, just stop me and let me know and I'll rephrase it for you, okay? So it's Frank, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Rolling Steel Industries.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Frank Brancato, President.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
I am.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
I am.
So now, Frank, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So just if you get a phone call from somebody and you don't know who it is or have some question about it, just ask them this question and they'll have to give the response that you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
Let's go with the pet.
Yeah, that's my favorite. What was your pet's name?
Smokey.
Loki?
Smokey. Smokey.
Oh, Smokey.
Smokey
okay.
Bear?
Yeah. Was it a dog or a cat?
It was a dog.
Okay. What kind of dog?
It was a German Shepherd.
Oh, I love German Shepherds. When I was a little kid, that was my favorite dog. They're wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so great. So now, Frank, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm very busy, and sometimes I just can't get to them. So.
Okay. Well, that's fair. I agree
to try my best.
Okay, that's all I'm asking. If you can, you know, do your best just to be responsive so we can make sure everything goes smoothly. That's, you know, that's really all I'm asking.
Yes.
So now, Frank, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of August 31st, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $5.98. This is the $4.99 with the $99 setup fee. So the $4.99 is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 31st of the month in the amount of $4.99. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand?
Are you gonna send me an email to everything that you're rambling off? Because I'm not going to remember all this 100%.
Yeah, so just essentially, yes, an invoice will be sent to you. I did already send everything in writing as well as what the package includes. But just basically what I'm saying is if you ever decide you don't want to continue, just let us know 3 days before your next billing is due. So that's it. So that we can make sure to not process the payment. But the invoice and all of what's included will be, you know, invoiced to you. Yeah, of course, you can also use that as a tax write-off as well. So make sure you keep your invoice. So now, Frank, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I think I do. I have to call 3 days before to cancel. There's no contract.
Correct.
So that being said, yeah, it's a month-to-month, and I could cancel any time as long as I call you 3 days before.
Yes, correct. Correct.
Okay,
perfect. All right, so now that's all done. Frank, now you do have your cell phone on you, correct?
I do.
So now I know there were a few text messages that were sent over to you right now. I'm going to just send you the link to make it a little bit easier of what I need you to look at. So I'm going to text this over to you right now. It's just a link by itself. Let me know when that comes through.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so if you could do me a favor and open that up, that's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so that is going to be everything that we discussed in writing. Now you can take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. But essentially what's included is going to be the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the Google Ads, the advanced reporting, and live client support. So if you have any questions, let me know. But then otherwise, scroll to the bottom.
Where's the website? You didn't mention that.
So the website is included. It's just not on this particular page, but it is included. Don't worry about that. I threw that in for you.
Well, you're asking me to agree all these things very, very formally, but yet you don't have your website in here.
So this is just for the optimization portion. The website was included as me including it at no additional cost.
Mm-hmm.
So I threw that in for you.
So, see, between the text messages and the emails, it's going to be hard for me to find everything you spoke about in one place. For example, yesterday you showed me the sheet that showed everything I was going to get, and it was called the Premier Package.
Right.
Where could I find that Where can I look at that document again?
Well, I can text you. Oh, it's the pricing page and website that I had talked about.
Can you email it to me instead of texting it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll text this over to you right now. One second.
No, email. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant that. But I also did just send you an email that has specifically everything included in just that package. So it doesn't show all the other packages. It shows just that package and everything that I sent over in that email from my email.
So I have an email that says,
it should say Google Advertising.
I have one that says action needed.
So you don't see one that says Google Advertising? It's from Jesse Corcoran.
Google verification. Okay. No, it's from Local Splash. Action needed pictures.
Don't worry about that. No, that's fine, because you already have a Google business profile, so you don't need to worry about that.
Those are emails that I just told you. Those were emails.
Okay. Let me send it over to you again. One second. I'll send it over right now. Okay. Sometimes when emails come from unfamiliar email addresses, they might go to your spam folder. So you might want to just check that.
yeah, it's not there.
Okay. Let me just send it over again. One second. Okay. I just sent it again.
Yeah, not yet. So the first thing that I'm gonna express that I don't like the way it's going is we can't work on a platform of text and email with different numbers and different email addresses. Like your stuff is coming through right now as Local Splash support.
Right.
I think yesterday you sent me something from Jesse. Then stuff is coming to my phone from a 718-814 number. So it's gonna be very hard for me to organize all of these things that are being brought to me, or to look for them, or to pull them out and say, hey, Jesse, you said this, or you sent me that, and it didn't happen. So step one is we need to keep everything in one place.
So everything from this point forward will be coming from Local Splash support, everything. This is just me sending you over the email of what's included in the package and then the pricing. So it should – I didn't actually send you an email yesterday because I only just now got your email. So it should say Jesse Corcoran from me today that I just sent over.
So Jesse Corcoran is relevantad.com. Is that a different company?
No, that's our company. It's our branch. So our branch is – the operations department is under Relevant Ads. But that is my email, my work email.
Okay. All right.
So what am I looking for now? If you're looking at it, then that just shows you everything that you were asking about that's included in the package.
$4.99 a month, okay. Now, when I come up first page, is it going to be a sponsor, or am I going to be, organic?
Both. So this includes both of those.
Okay. All right. Okay, so what do you need me to do now?
So if you could just go back to that Local Splash Terms of Experience, that page there, and then at the bottom there's a little white box that says I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card, and then in the orange box type out your name and then press confirm signature.
Is that a text message or that's a text message?
Yes.
Can this be done by email so I have it and I can find it?
Yeah, I can send it over to you. Hold on.
Send it by email, please. I'd rather do it as an email.
Sure, I'll send it over to you right now. One second. Okay. One second, sorry. Okay, so I'm sending the link over. It says terms. Let me know when you get that.
Okay, I got that.
Okay.
So what you need me to do is open the link?
Yes, open the link.
Yeah.
And it's going to take you to the page that you were just on. And then it's going to just, again, everything we discussed in writing, but then at the bottom there's that little white box that says I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, type out your name and press confirm signature and let me know when you're done with that.
Okay. Got that.
Did it take you to a username and login?
It did.
Okay, perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to be emailed and texted the login information for that within about 5 to 7 business days. So just keep a lookout for that. That's just going to be your tool where you'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account going on. Okay?
Okay.
So, and then
that's
other than that...
MyLocalSports.com?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So other than that, Frank, you're all set to go. I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Did you have any other questions at all?
No, so the next thing is going to be I'm waiting for a phone call tomorrow between 12 and 1.
Correct. Yes, so they will be calling you from that 877 number. That's the customer support line. I always just suggest it's best to save that in your phone so you know when they're calling.
Which number is that? 877?
635-6225.
And that's Local Splash Customer Service.
Correct.
All right.
Awesome. I really do appreciate your time. I know you're absolutely going to love this, Frank, and we'll be able to untangle some things for you and, you know, make sure all your marketing is working for you online. So, just look out for that call, and if you have any questions or anything, again, you can email me back at my Jesse Corcoran, my email, or you can always reach me at my extension, which is also in that email.
All right, thank you.
All right, Frank, I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye.